So this drill is two-hand tennis ball tosses. I like this drill as part of a long warm-up, but it can also be used on its own as just a conditioning drill. So the gear that you need is just two tennis balls and a Cap 7 weight belt. Like I said, 5, 7, or 10, or you can do this without a weight belt, depending on your skill level. The setup for this drill is the two goalies are facing each other, and the distance between the two is about just the width of one lane line. And so they're going to egg beater laterally with their hands out the entire time. And each variation of this two-hand toss is for 50 yards, so that each goalie is getting a turn moving on their left and moving on their right. The first one is same side, same time, double toss. One goalie starts with both tennis balls, one in each hand. They then toss both balls at the same time to the mirror hand of their teammate. So the ball on the right hand goes to the other goalie's left, and the ball on the left hand goes to the other goalie's right. You want to treat this kind of like hot potato. You want to move the balls back and forth as fast as possible while moving laterally as fast as possible without losing your vertical balance. The next toss is alternating same side toss. Both goalies start with the ball in their right hand. They toss the ball in their right hand to the mirror hand of their teammate, so right to left. They both toss the ball at the same time. The ball never crosses in front of the goalies. So you gotta have your eyes track the ball going from leaving your right hand to the ball coming into your left hand and vice versa. And you're, again, hot potato, moving that back and forth as quickly as possible while moving laterally as quick as possible. The next one is alternating crisscross toss. This time both goalies start with the ball in their lead hand. And they now toss the ball in the same hand as their teammate. So left to left, right to right. The balls are still tossed at the same time, still tossed quickly, and you're still moving laterally quickly. But this time the balls are crossing in front of the face. So you gotta track the ball leaving your hand and the other ball crossing your face to catch it again. The last variation is the same time crisscross toss. This last variation is probably the most challenging just because it takes a little practice to get the toss done correctly so you're not having the balls hit each other in midair. So one goalie starts with both balls. They will toss the balls at the same time while having both balls cross in front of the other goalie's face. The ball in the starting goalie's right hand will go to the right hand of the other goalie, and the ball in the left hand of the starting goalie will go to the left hand of the other goalie. Now, for longtime followers of the water polo goalie and the waterpologoalie.com, there is a video on YouTube, so I'll put a link in the show notes so you can actually see these in action in case my descriptions are not that good. It's probably likely. But if you have any questions about this drill, any variations that you like, any questions in general about training to be a water polo goalie or water polo in general, send me an email at thewaterpologoalie@gmail.com and I can answer it in a future episode. Until next time.